No, give me a chance. I'm excited, man. I'm going to get some free legal advice here. Our next guest is Samuel Michaels, and he's the founding lawyer of the Toronto-based law firm SM Legal. Samuel's legal practice focuses on business law, employment law, estate planning. Samuel works with companies from a range of industries and assists small, medium-sized businesses with incorporation, corporate structuring, and various transactions. You'll find more information about Samuel's legal practice at www.smlegal.ca. Welcome to the show,
Welcome
Samuel.
Welcome to our first show, yes.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to be here.
And I guess the first question I got to ask you is, how do I go about buying or selling a business?
All right, so we'll do buying first. So if you're looking at a business you want to buy, I always say start with an offer letter, right? Start with, it's a one-page document, send it to the target business, say, this is what I want to buy, this is the price that I want to go at. Keep things simple, keep things straightforward, make sure the most important terms are there. That's the easiest way to just know on the bat, you know, okay, we have the potential of a deal, something's going to come together, or no, there's nothing here, there's nothing to be had. If you want to sell your business, I think the most important thing is to know what's the actual value of the business, right? What do you actually have to sell? Are you selling an invention that you made? Are you selling a customer list and years of reputation that you've built up? Are you selling nothing because your business isn't making money, right? So when you have that determination of what the value is, then you can say, okay, I want to sell. Mm-hmm. And you can also say, do I want to sell the whole business or do I want to sell these assets, right? Because if all the value is maybe in an invention or something you came up with, maybe you don't need to sell all the shares. Maybe you can just sell that asset or license it or something else, not to go on too much of a rant. Mm-hmm. But there's a few ways to do it. So I think the first step is always to determine, you know, this is the value that I'm selling, right? What's it actually worth? And then you can go from there.
Okay, and actually, I'm going to jump to this this other question. What should I know first about what should I know before hiring my first employee? I'd love to know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's legally,
it's one I run into usually after people are like, "All right, my first employee is suing me. What should I know?" So it's always better to get to it, you know, before you get started, before you bring that first person on.
Yeah, because it's easier to hire than to fire sometime. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen if you...
It's hard to fire people. In Ontario, I mean, there's pros and cons, but our employee system in terms of the Employment Standards Act, it really favors employees at this time. Not across the board, but in a lot of ways. So, you know, in terms of when you're getting started and bringing that first employee in, I'd say take that hour to read up on the Employment Standards Act, right? Get familiar with what your obligations are going to be. And the biggest thing, if you're bringing someone in as a contractor, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you put on the top of the contract, you're a contractor, right? It's a question of fact always of whether the person is an employee or a contractor. So if you're bringing somebody in just for contract work, mm-hmm. you know, talk to your lawyer, at least read up on it a little, because they could come back down the road and say, hey, I was actually an employee. So that can always be a problem.
I was told we have one more minute left in this segment. Right. We're going to have you on again the first week in April. I think we're going to have you longer on that. This first show is a crazy week. We have a lot. Definitely, it's been great having you on. But how much should a business lawyer charge? I've always been wondering what to ask about that. That's just me one more question.
Absolutely. Now it's nice because there's a few websites that will display almost like marketplaces for lawyers. Like one of my go-tos is flatlaws.com. Mm-hmm. So I think for anybody looking to get a lawyer, you know, you can just go on and look at Flatlaws, see what some of the rates are for incorporation contracts. It gives you a good point of comparison.
Okay, great. So we have to end this segment. Again, just give your contact of how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach me at 647-409-8907. Once again, Sam Michaels, 647-409-8907.
Coming up next, Ken Wells from the Leeds Hub and news and notes and more on Enterprise Small Biz Radio.